I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We've been talking about the importance of music education for girls and women here on our final day of Teach Her. Joining me now is someone who has also made it in the music industry on her terms. Meryl Garbus, better known as a frontwoman and one of the two brains behind the always exciting Tune Yards. That was Tune Yards' track Water Fountain. And this is Meryl. Thanks for joining us, Meryl.
Great to be here, Marco. Thank you for having me.
Is it obvious to you that there are more men making music than women?
You know, yes. The short answer is yes, although it's been interesting. I think as an American woman, I realize that I have a privilege that many women around the world do not have. As a white woman coming from a suburban background in America, I had access to a lot of education about how to wind my way through the music industry. I had a lot of, you know, financial security, even though there was a time in my life where I was struggling to make a living, you know, I had a fallback of sorts. I knew that I had a college education that I could always fall back upon if I needed to.
Anyone who's ever seen Tune Yards Live knows that what you do is original, it's authentic, and it's also popular with a wide range of people and ages. Where did you get the confidence to just follow your own drum beat as opposed to the mainstream?
There were a lot of years of playing with a lot of dudes, and a lot of those dudes were very compassionate towards my insecurities around music. I think I did have this insecurity about whether I had something to say and whether I could legitimately say it. I didn't go to music school, and I know Nate Brenner, who's the other half of Tune Yards, has a jazz background and studied music for years and years and years. And I come from much more of a homemade, do-it-yourself place when it comes to music. It is kind of an ongoing process. I have to always get over my own insecurities about what I don't have as a musician and just, you know, get on with what I do have.
Meryl, what is your advice for young female musicians?
Just keep playing. Keep playing and don't worry about what you don't know and don't worry about what you think you're supposed to sound like. I did a lot of experimenting and just playing what I wanted to hear. So that's my advice. Play what you want to hear.
Meryl Garbus, who along with Nate Brenner is Tune Yards. Meryl, thanks so much. Can we go out with one of your tracks from a few years back, Gangsta?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me.
What's the point to do if I'll never be a gangsta? Anger in his heart, but he'll never be a gangsta. If you move into his neighborhood, he'll never make a sound. Ooh.
Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston. We'll be back with you on Monday.